Good morning, 7:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Holy smokes, what a night last night. We had the State Representative District 2 debate between Diane Crummell and Alex Andrade. And then, you know, basically had to run home, start working on show prep, and then watch a debate for an hour and a half between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and then cut the audio, and I was up to 11:30 doing that, and here we are. But I have a special opportunity for you. I didn't tell you this was going to happen. This is my big surprise. You ready? We have former Attorney General of the state of Florida on the line with us, Pam Bondi. She is now the co-chair of Women for Trump. General Bondi, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew, and I love Pensacola, so thrilled to be on with you.
It's great to have you. Great to meet you for the first time. Now, you're going to be with the president today in the Villages doing an event there. He is, you know, in the last couple of weeks, he has just gone kind of gonzo on doing these events. You know, Joe Biden was kind of prepping in his basement for a while, but the president really believes in the rallies, doesn't he? Why are the rallies so important to him?
Well, he gets to be out among the American people. And, you know, and we joke about Joe Biden hiding in his basement, but he really is. When you're running for president of the United States and you don't even leave your home at all, and I understand COVID is a very serious thing, but to not be going to these states, you know, you can social distance, he can do it right, he knows that. But he's home, and he's not doing interviews. He's not going out. He's not taking reporters' questions. And President Trump is. We see that. He does full-blown press conferences. He takes every question, the toughest questions, from anybody who throws them at him. And it's because he's done so much for our economy. Look what's happening now in our great state. You know, we call it the Great American Comeback, and it is. I mean, he is making America great again, and he has done so much for our state, our beaches. Hey, look what he did in Pensacola with offshore drilling. You know, he's really, really protecting our country, our environment, our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, and really everything he can do for our country. The man in 47 months has done more than Joe Biden has done in 47 years. So, yeah, it's important for him to get out, so personal to him, around the country and let the people who are voting for him see him and hear what he's done and talk to them. And, you know, these rallies are just tremendous. And, you know, so excited that he's going to be in Pensacola today. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to being with him in the Villages. And Florida's not his home state, Andrew, so how great is that?
Right, he's our guy now.
Voting here on Saturday in Palm Beach. He is. He's a Florida resident, and we're going to be seeing him a whole lot in Florida and all over this country. You know, he's doing 3 to 4 to 5. Just get ready.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Silent protest.
I agree. The number, and you're right, the number of interviews that he does, and like I'll just turn on the TV and there's another interview that he's doing. It's crazy the amount of engagement that he has. I thought Obama did a lot of press and a lot of rallies, and then, of course, Trump blew that record.
Nothing like this.
You know, one of the things that I've been really surprised by is what doesn't come up in the debates. And, you know, it's sort of like the obvious, you would think obvious agenda things come up, but the things that don't come up, things like what's been done on the world stage in terms of these peace deals, the deals with Israel,
right.
And then also, and we talked with Laura Trump about it not that long ago, but you're co-chair of Women for Trump, the impact on women's lives and prosperity is something that just, it hasn't come up, and now maybe it's because they know that might work for Trump, but talk for just a second to women who might have been questioning their vote or thinking about, you know, we want to maybe go to voting for somebody else. Why should a woman who might be unaffiliated or even a Democrat voter, why should a woman vote for President Trump?
Well, Laura is one of my dear friends, and, you know, Ivanka's in the White House doing so much for women's issues, for women, and Andrew, women's unemployment was at an all-time low, and it's going to be again before this pandemic hit us from China. And, you know, if you think about President Trump and why they don't want to bring that up, I think you're very accurate there, that they don't want to bring it up because he has done so much for women. He's created opportunity zones for everyone. And frankly, as a woman, I think it's insulting when people think that women don't care about these issues. Women care about the economy as much as men.
Right.
Women care about small businesses being reopened as much as men or more.
Right.
Women care about getting their kids to school, just like men care about getting their kids to school. And, you know, these aren't women and men issues. Women care about getting our schools open in a safe manner. They care about our economy, and they care about public safety. We can't go to church. We can't go to school. We can't go to our jobs. We can't take our kids to the park. We can't go out at night if we're not safe.
And no, absolutely.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can say all they want about defunding the police, reimagining the police. Well, imagine what reimagining the police is in their minds. That's putting social workers, who are great, by the way, but not out at 3 a.m. when someone needs help. You know, I was tweeting pictures a while back of, and stories all over the country of the middle of the night of babies who were choking, believe it or not, and police who were working in some of the roughest neighborhoods, some of the very roughest neighborhoods, got there in seconds, less than a minute, and saved babies' lives. Social workers can't do that. You know, they're not going to be out in these rough neighborhoods in the middle of the night. So that's just a safety issue. But also our military, all the great men and women in the panhandle in the military. No one in the world can question that Donald Trump supports our military and our great first responders and all of our law enforcement more than any president, and especially how Joe Biden has treated our military and what he would do to defund our military, to reduce our military. President Trump believes in strength through peace. And I'm sorry, peace through strength.
I know what you mean.
Peace through strength. And that's what he's done. That's what he's done with North Korea. And that's what he is going to continue to do.
Yeah,
as
building up the military.
Building
up the military, avoiding new engagements in foreign wars. And we don't even hear about ISIS. I mean, ISIS hasn't even come up in these debates. It's just fascinating to me, the stuff that gets omitted.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. You know, I think you're right in the notion that I think Democrats pigeonhole women as caring only about the abortion issue, and they're all pro-choice when, as you say, women have a much wider range of political interests, the same as men. And if you talk about some of these other issues, they may have to acknowledge the fact that those issues align a little bit better with the Republican agenda. Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of the great state of Florida, now co-chair of Women for Trump. General Bondi, great to have you on the show. Nice to meet you for the first time. Thank you, after the fact, for the work that you did for us as Attorney General of Florida.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the election. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. And you have a great current Attorney General, and Ashley Moody. Have a great day.